Many families in Canada today carry credit card balances month to month and never pay more than the minimum balance. If they were aware of the actual cost of this debt, they would be shocked. Because of debt, many families are not in a position to even consider how they will provide for their children's higher education or how they will fund their retirement. With some knowledge and effort on your part, financial fitness can soon be a reality for you and your family. What is your financial worth? Before you can figure out where you're going, you need to know where you are at. If you want to achieve your financial goals, then you need to know what your current financial picture looks like. The first step is to find out just what you are worth, financially speaking. An accurate financial picture allows you to plan for the future, whether it is 3 months or 10 years down the road. Determine your net worth. To calculate your net worth, add up all of your assets, what you own, and all of your liabilities, what you owe, and subtract your liabilities from your assets. This will give you an idea of your financial worth. Your assets include money in the bank, the value of your home and automobile, the cash value of life insurance, any investments and retirement savings plans, as well as pension holdings. Be realistic when evaluating the current value of your assets. It is advisable to use the after-tax value of your marketable securities, like stocks and bonds, when calculating their value. Your liabilities should include the outstanding balance of your mortgage and car loans, any property taxes or income tax you owe, credit cards, personal lines of credit, and other loans and debts. Remember, this is just a snapshot of your financial picture at this particular moment in time, as your financial situation changes with time. Hopefully, this exercise will make you feel good about where you are financially. If you have a negative net worth, then you might want to take a serious look at how you can get into a more favorable position. Tracking your money. The next step in determining your financial picture is to know how much money is coming in and when, and how much is going out and where it goes. Only when you know exactly where your money is going can you know if you're spending wisely or headed for financial disaster. Exercise: where does the money go? It's not easy to figure out exactly how much you're spending. There's only one way to be sure. Keep a log of every cent you spend. It may be tedious, but it will reveal everything you need to know about where your money goes. At the end of each day, write down what you bought or spent that day. You can also use a spreadsheet program for this. Do this every day for a month. This will help you develop a budget. Many of us resist the idea of budgeting, but a budget is simply an organized way of managing your finances. It can be as simple or as complicated as you want. A budget should be flexible and will change with your circumstances. When you create your budget, you can use a spreadsheet on your computer or write it on a sheet of paper. There are different types of budgets. You can have weekly, monthly, or annual budgets, for example. For the purpose of this exercise, we will do a monthly budget. First, you will need to calculate your monthly income. This will include your salary after taxes and deductions, any commissions or bonuses you expect to receive, child support or alimony payments, interest income, investment income, rental income, student loan income, etc. Next, you need to figure out your monthly expenses. There are two categories: fixed and variable expenses. Fixed expenses are all the bills you have to pay month to month or year to year that remain relatively the same. These include mortgage or rent, phone, utilities, cable, internet, car payments, insurance, loan payments, student loans, credit cards, savings plans. Your bank statements and credit card statements will help you out. Your variable expenses vary from month to month, and you have some control over these. They include food, clothing, transportation, fees and memberships, vacations, gifts, contributions, recreation, pets, spending money, and other miscellaneous purchases. Now that you can see how much money you have coming in and how much you have going out, you can determine if you have a positive or negative cash flow. Subtract your monthly expenses from your monthly income. If your result is positive, you are spending less than you make, and that's good. If you are spending more than you make, you have three choices: increase your income, decrease your expenses, or do both. For most people, it is easier to spend less than earn more. Get rid of unessential spending like eating out or expensive entertainment. Consider taking public transportation rather than owning a car. Clip coupons, buy generic products, and avoid impulse purchases. To get and keep your debt in line, experts recommend the following budgeting guidelines. Housing, 35%. Includes mortgage and rent, taxes, repairs, insurance, and utilities. Transportation, 20%. Includes monthly payments, gas, oil, repairs, insurance, parking, and public transportation. Debt, 15%. Includes credit cards, personal loans, student loans, and other debts. All other expenses, 20%. Includes food, insurance, prescriptions, doctor and dentist bills, clothing, and personal items. Investments and savings, 10%. Includes stocks, bonds, cash reserves, retirement, rental estate, and art.